Hi everybody, welcome to the Women's Dating and Confidence Podcast. My name is Amber and today we're going to be talking about what to do when you're waiting for a text back from somebody. Before we get into that, I want to share with you my free guide called Copy and Paste Texts for When He's Pulling Away or Acting Flaky. The link for that is going to be in the show notes of this episode. Also, if you're interested in working together and joining my program called From Dating to Exclusive, you can get a discount when you join the waitlist and you'll get early access so you can secure your spot. And one thing that I'm doing just now is giving everyone who joins the waitlist a free sample of the workbook that I go through with my clients, and it includes the first lesson. So you can see the first lesson in there as well as the curriculum and the overview of everything that we're going to cover while you're in the program. So let's talk about that experience, the dreaded experience of waiting for a text back. And I'm not just talking about, oh, you're in the middle of a flowy conversation with somebody. I'm talking about when things feel off, when it's been too long, when the pattern of your usual texting has suddenly changed, when things were weird the last time you saw them and now they haven't texted you since then, that kind of thing. And you can't help but keep checking your phone and wondering if they're going to text you, if they will respond in a certain kind of way when you text them, and things just generally feel really bad. And when you're in that situation, you feel incredibly anxious and can even get kind of low and just kind of down about dating in general because you got your hopes up about this specific person and it's starting to feel like it's slipping away. But even worse than that, you don't yet know if it's slipping away. So based on the detail that I just shared there, you can tell that I know what this feels like. We all know what this feels like if we've been dating for any amount of time. So before we decide what to do in this situation, we need to decide what it even is that we want instead. What is it that you would like to be experiencing in this area of your life? And I'm going to throw something out there and you tell me if it is or isn't what you would want to experience instead. I'm guessing that you want to have a connection that doesn't make you guess or wonder, but at the same time, you still feel attracted to that person. And you are connecting through texts and calls and dates, rather than feeling like those things make things more complicated and less connected. And the thing that stands in the way of us having that and receiving that, first of all, is the fact, first of all, that we just don't even think that exists. We kind of think it's either or. We think either we date this person who's making us guess and wonder, which creates a lot of desire and mystery and anxiety, but also in a sense like passion and excitement and just like a yearning for that person. Or we have the person who's super available, but we don't actually feel interested or attracted to that person. So the first thing standing in the way is believing that you can't do better and believing that this is one of the only two options, and maybe it's slightly favorable than being with someone that you're not attracted to, but who is super available. And so this gets in the way because when you have this kind of mindset, you don't take the necessary actions to let go of these kinds of connections that are consistently inconsistent, to find the happy medium of a connection where you feel both attracted to that person and they show up for you. And the other thing that really gets in the way of us creating that experience is not being tuned into the moment-to-moment experience of your life now that this person is in it. So a lot of us think that our picker is broken, that we just are attracted to the wrong kind of person, And I don't agree with this. I actually think that everything about you is working perfectly and you are highly attuned. However, sometimes we're not highly aware to the attunement. So you may be feeling on a moment-to-moment basis when you actually tune in, you may be feeling really anxious and dreadful and sad. And maybe you spend time with this person, you feel attraction or interest or something positive, but it's pretty fleeting before you start to feel bad about yourself again. And when you're spending time with this person or connecting with this person, your self-esteem drops lower than usual, lower even than when you're just on your own or not dating this person. And these are the kinds of things that we need to be tuned into on a very granular basis, because when you are paying attention and you start to notice, okay, connecting with this person, I'm feeling negative again. I'm feeling negative. Okay, that was positive for like 1 second, feeling negative again. And you realize you feel negative 9 out of 10 times in terms of the trying to connect with this person, then you will naturally start to let those things go. And when you do that for a while, you will naturally start to not be attracted to people or interested in people who make you feel negative 8 or 9 out of 10 times. The other thing that gets in the way of the experience that you do want, which is that consistent connection that is reliable with someone that you're attracted to, is thinking that you can change how invested someone is. And so much of dating advice out there is about that. It's about influencing and trying to get a certain level of investment from someone, instead of realizing that how invested someone is based on only two things. It's based on their character in terms of how they like to show up to things, no matter what the opportunity is in front of them. And secondarily, compatibility, where in some connections, it's more natural to show up that way because a lot of things are clicking. And in some, it's less natural because things aren't really clicking. And both of those things are not something that you can control about the other person. And so often when we're in this agonizing state of waiting for the investment, waiting for somebody to show up for us, we are under the impression that there's something we could have or should do right now to get that investment, to improve things, to make the person show up in a different way. And lastly, it's so important to let go of the belief that many people don't realize that they have, which is something is better than nothing. So thinking that, well, it's not exactly what I want, it's not even most of what I want, but something is better than nothing. If I let go of this, I go back to being single or not having any prospects on the horizon or just being with myself. And the solution to that, first of all, is to realize that being with yourself is always better than being with someone who makes you feel worse about yourself. And the way that you create that confidence is by creating a wellness foundation. So this is a huge part of the program that I offer, and it's something that we spend a lot of time on in the beginning. The first few weeks of the program are actually just mindset work and the Wellness Foundation. And the Wellness Foundation essentially means that you are investing in areas of your life that have nothing to do with dating, because dating should only be a part of your life and not your whole life. And when you create this foundation outside of dating and you realize that there are actually so many sources of everything, like every emotion that you're looking for outside of dating, then you don't feel as attached to an experience that's making you feel worse. And the only logical move forward then becomes to only date people who make you feel like it's an addition to your life, It's an addition to that foundation. It's something that builds on the foundation instead of chipping away at it. Okay, so now that we talked about some of this background and also some of the mindset around it, let's talk about what to actually do. Now, in some situations, it's just about letting go and coming back to your wellness foundation and coming back to your own life and not tending to this situation. However, if it feels like it's the first time something like this has come up, or it feels like something's just off between you two when things were actually going really great, the thing to do is to actually communicate that to this person. And that's one option that so many of us don't realize we have this early on in dating. We think, well, I can't just communicate with someone as if we're in a relationship already. We're just dating. It's still new. I can't do that. But you actually can, and communicating in this way really helps you see what kind of connection you have with this person and also how they respond to that kind of thing. So communicating with that person might sound like, hey, I'm feeling kind of anxious about hanging out tomorrow or continuing our connection because our communication this week has felt kind of cold to me. I've been having a lot of fun when we're together, and at the same time, I feel hesitant to continue enjoying that and leaning into it if when we're apart, things get unpredictably cold. I just wanted to check in and be transparent about that. What are your thoughts? So the reason why that or a version of that is what you can do, and you can decide what timeline you do that on. Maybe you want to wait a day before you take an action like that, or it just depends on the situation. But let's say you do decide to communicate that. The reason for that is you don't want to make yourself stay in a situation that's uncomfortable. So what we usually do instead is not speak up at all, not say anything, and then deal with the wishy-washy, confusing behavior for 3 weeks, feeling incredibly anxious the entire time, instead of just taking things into our own hands and deciding like, hey, I need clarity right now. Like, that's what I need to feel like, you know, secure, normal, happy again. And I'm not going to make myself confused and guessing for 3 weeks or longer. So it's a way of meeting your own need, and that will show up in one way or another through what they say. Maybe what they respond is really affirming, or maybe what they respond is even more confusing, which then gives you clarity about the level of communication and connection there. Or maybe they don't even respond, and that's ultimate clarity. So it's just about not making yourself suffer in the name of trying to play it cool or doing the right thing to get the investment or anything like that. So if you're with someone who it is worthwhile to continue dating, the response to that will be really empathetic, and it will be clarifying, and it will be probably maybe apologetic about giving the wrong impression, or it will just help you to figure out what the differences are between your communication styles. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a review on Apple Podcasts. You can do that by searching for Women's Dating and Confidence Podcast, clicking on the logo, scrolling all the way down, and then leaving a rating and a review. You can do the same on Spotify, and I read the reviews every day. They mean the world to me. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.